Recently, Warren Buffett, at his annual shareholders meeting, criticized hedge funds. That's nothing really new. He's been doing it for a long time. This time, he said that the electronic herd of hedge fund managers, saying they're fast trades in and out of assets, were a fool's game. Sure, he's right. For the inexperienced 25-year-old that's been given $100 million or $200 million or whatever to trade some not well-thought-out strategy of getting in and out, quote, glorified day trading, Buffett's on the money. He's completely on the money that's fool's game. However, for Mr. Buffett to go ahead and make that kind of a blanket statement where he essentially describes all hedge fund managers as doing the in and out, where he implies that all hedge funds are too risky, well, that's disingenuous. For him to go ahead and ignore Paul Tudor Jones, Jim Simons, Bruce Kovner, all of the other hedge fund managers that have had extreme success over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years even, for him just to ignore their success, to ignore their long-term track records, and say that they're in and out trading, which really doesn't properly classify what they all do, of course, but to say they're in and out trading, it's just a fool's game. Doesn't make any sense. It's almost like he's just catering to that audience that shows up at those shareholder meetings and goes to all these odd department stores and buys all these odd pieces of whatever. And they just want to hear that the only thing worth listening to is the Oracle of Omaha. Well, clearly, there are other ways to do it than the way Warren Buffett has done it. For more information, go to trendfollowing.com.